In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to begin our first class of YASC.
我们来唱诗193。
193。
讲义在上面哈。没有用纸印啊。
So we're not printing stuff.
第一个哈，环保。
So we can save the environment.
所以这对环境好了。
So this is good for the environment.
第二个哈，如果我们觉得哪一点你比较印象深，你可以把它写下来，这样就不会忘记。
So if you feel that anything sticks out to you, then you can write it down, so you're less likely to forget it.
所以有两个好处啊。
So there are two benefits.
那我们这次社青年会是要从挪亚的教训里面来学习要怎么样来面对社会的潮流。
So this time we're going to learn lessons from Noah so that we can learn how to stand against the tide.
那旧约圣经发生的新约圣经都用属灵再一次来解释它的意义。
So,whatever happened in the Old Testament, the New Testament explains in a spiritual way.
那我们就看主耶稣怎么来看挪亚事件。
So let's look at how Jesus looks at Noah's generation.
看马太福音24章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24.
马太二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
从37节一直到39节，请读。
37-39, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of man, Son of Man, be. 38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, 39, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
我们从圣经看起来，挪亚的世代有两个潮流。
So here we can see two points of the tide in Noah's time.
那挪亚的世代在主耶稣降临之前要重新再出现。
So in the coming of the Son of Man, it says that the days of Noah will come again.
所以挪亚世代那两个潮流在主耶稣要出现以前会重新出现。
So the two tides that were in the days of Noah will come again.
那在37节说人子降临也要这样。
In verse 37, it says,So also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
主耶稣要来世界几次？
So how many times will Jesus come into this world?
主耶稣要来世界几次？
How many times?
两次。
Twice.
第一次2000年前道成肉身借玛利亚生出来。
The first time was 2000 years ago when he was born of Mary.
他带给我们救恩。
And he brought to us salvation.
来让我们知道神的怜悯。
So that we could know his mercy.
第二次
second time,
快要来
is coming soon.
这一次来要来审判
The second time is the judgment time.
要带来公义
And he will bring
所以这里讲 justice. 人子降临是主耶稣的第二次降临
So the coming of the Son of Man is the coming of Jesus.
要跟挪亚世代一样
And it will be as the days of Noah were.
所以我们要从这个事实来学习
So we're going to learn from here.
我想问大家现在几点钟
I would like to ask everyone, what time is it?
现在几点10:13对不对
10:30.
还早上嘛对不对所以早上看起来不应该想要睡觉是吧
And since it's the morning, we should not look like we're about to fall asleep.
因为我刚刚睡醒
Because we just woke up.
好但是如果你有 smartphone 你去找找看 Domesday Clock 末世的时钟现在几点钟
So if you go on your smartphone and look up the doomsday clock, what time is it?
来，找找看。
Go ahead, search it up.
聚会是不要用手机的，但请你就这一次找找看。
You shouldn't use your phones during service, but this one time you can use it.
哦，末世的时钟几现在几点钟
？What time is it on the doomsday clock?
你就 Google doomsday clock 就出来。末世的时钟现在几点钟
？So what time is it?
找不到啊，应该我会找不到。
Can't find it.
我聚会前刚刚找的。
I found it just before the service.
末世时钟现在几点钟？11:57
啊。11:57。
啊，不是早上哦，11:57是午饭的时间了。啊，它是11:57的晚上。
So this is 11:57 p.m.
就是到了12:00，这一天就结束了。
So when it arrives at 12, this will be over.
所以，但这个跟信仰没有关系啊，这是一群科学家把发生在世界的事情啊。哇，然后做一个什么时候世界会末了？现在只剩3分钟。
So this is just speculation from scientists who believe that it will be over in.
但如果你看里面的说明啊，它这个时钟在调整，有一个非常重要的两个因素，一个是环保，第二个是核子弹。
So there are two important ways of measuring this time. One is the environment, and the second is
核子弹啊
nuclear war.
Yeah.因为最近很多国家一直在更新它的核子弹。
Because recently countries have been bulking up on their nuclear warheads.
所以现在调到11:57，还有3分钟。
So now it's 11:57, and there's 3 more minutes.
世界就完了。
And then the world will be over.
那如果在3分钟核子弹会掉下来
？What if in 3 minutes a nuclear warhead were to fall？
诸位，请问你会做什么
？Then what would you do？
如果在3分钟核子弹掉下来，你会做什么
？So if in 3 minutes a nuclear warhead were to fall, what would you do？
你想最重要一件事情是什么
？What's the most important thing？
最重要是什么？3分钟就下来了，你最重要是想什么
？So in 3 minutes you're going to die. What are you going to do？
啊。一下来哦，不但你找不到尸体，全部都变灰了。
So once it comes down, not only will you not find bodies, but everything will be gone.
钱重要吗
？Is money important？
哦，工作重要吗
？Is your career important？
房子重要吗
？Is your house important？
这个都不重要了。
None of these are important.
因为只有3分钟啊。
Because there's only 3 minutes.
3分钟可能就跪下来大声悔改吧。
In the last 3 minutes, perhaps you will repent loudly.
主啊，救我
！God, please save me.
因为肉体毁坏的时候，希望灵魂能得救。
Because when our bodies disappear, we hope that our soul will be saved.
所以科学家在看整个世界的演变呢，他觉得末了已经快到。
So when scientists look at the state of the world, they feel like the end is coming.
所以我们要从整体来，要来从历史上来看我们现在是在什么时候。
So we have to look at history to figure out where we are now.
有时候我们在看地图啊。
Sometimes when we look at a map,
比方说我们现在在看这个厄凡教会。
For instance, if we look at Irvine Church,
你可以从这个 Google 去看。
You can look at it from Google Maps.
你可以看到一个建筑物。
建筑物。
厄凡的这个建筑物。
You can see the building.
然后你再把它拉远一点。
And if you zoom out,
你看到什么
？What will you see?
厄凡在 Orange County 里面。
You can see Irvine within Orange County.
那你再拉远一点，看到什么
？And then if you zoom further, what do you see?
参考整个大洛杉矶区。
You can see the entirety of Los Angeles.
再拉一点，远一点，看到加州。
And if you zoom further, you'll see California.
再拉一点，看到整个美国。
Further, you'll see the U.S.
所以当我们拉得越远，你就看到整个地球。
The further you zoom out, you'll be able to see the globe.
那我们就知道说，Irvine 在哪里？
And then we'll think, oh, where's Irvine?
那我们把这个拉得最远是什么？站在神的立场来看这个世界。
And if we zoom the furthest we can, then we will be seeing things from God's perspective.
And
then you'll be able to see everything clearly.
哦，所以从神的眼光来看事情哦，我们就方向能够找得很正确。
So if we see things from God's perspective, we'll be able to find our way correctly.
哦，那我们信仰或者读圣经，就是要帮助我们从神的立场来看事。
And we read the Bible in order to help us see from God's perspective.
哦，那从神的立场来看哦，现在就是末世。
And from God's perspective, right now is the end of the world.
哦，已经快结束了。
It's already almost over.
所以圣经说，黑夜已深，白昼将近。
So that the night is coming.
已深了，已经很深了。
The night is already very dark.
啊，那白昼将近了，啊，白天就快到了。
And the day is almost coming.
啊，那个黑夜就是代表世界的罪恶。
And the darkness of the night represents the sin of the world.
已经非常非常的深了。
It's already very, very dark.
哦，所以主耶稣来的那一天哦，非常近了。
So therefore, the day when Jesus comes is very close.
啊，这是从神的观点来看事情。
And this is from God's perspective.
啊，所以我们所处的世代是在世界的末了最后一个世代。
So we are within the last few generations of the end.
哦，那从圣经看起来啊。
And from the Bible,
啊，我们活在两个力量当中。
We live within two strengths.
啊 ，two power 啊。
Two powers.
啊，如果从眼睛看，你看不到。
From your eyes, you cannot see it.
那从属灵的圣经的教训，我们活在两个力量当中。
But from the spiritual teachings in the Bible, we can see that there's two powers.
一个是神的力量。
One is God's power.
啊，另外一个是魔鬼的力量。
Second is Satan's power.
哦。那神在控制整个历史。
And God controls the entirety of history.
那撒旦呢，在控制潮流。
And Satan controls the tide.
哦，哦，所以我们活在美国，你表面看起来哦很自由。
So it seems that everyone in America lives freely.
哦，我想做什么就做什么。
Whatever I want to do, I'll do it.
哦，在美国你有很多的机会可以成功。
In America, you have a lot of opportunities to succeed.
啊，但是这是人的眼睛看。
But this is from man's perspective.
哦，如果从圣经的角度来看。
But from the Bible's perspective.
啊，这个整个历史哈，是神在控制。
But history is controlled by God.
那神怎么在控制这个历史？
So how does God control this?
就是写在圣经。
He writes it in the Bible.
第一卷，历史的开始。
First book, the start of history.
神创造天地。
God created the heavens and the earth.
最后一卷，历史的结束。
The last book, the end of history.
哦，就是启示录。
Which is Revelations.
人类历史结束，就是新天新地的开始。
And the end of man is when the new heavens are created.
那人类历史要什么时候结束呢？
So when is man's kind history going to end?
哦，如果我们看挪亚的世代啊，重新再出现，就是表示历史快结束了。
So if we see Noah's generation appear again, that means the end is close.
哦，啊，所以挪亚世代对我们来讲是有非常重要的意义。
So Noah's generation has a very important meaning to us.
哦，那整个人类历史要怎么演变呢？
So then how do we analyze human history?
啊，其实就是也在圣经里面。
Of course, it's in the Bible.
所以这个圣经好像是一个剧本。
剧本。
Script.
So the Bible is like a script.
那已经写好了。
It's already written.
那时间一到，就这样一直演下去。
And when this time comes, it will be performed.
那现在演到哪里呢？
Then where are we at?
啊，如果一天二十四小时，现在大概如果用了 Doomsday Clock， 已经演到11:57了。
So if one day is 24 hours, then according to the Doomsday Clock, it's already.
啊，非常靠近主耶稣快来了。
We're very close to the second coming of Jesus.
那现在我们要做什么？
So now, what are we going to do?
这个就是挪亚要做什么，就是我们现在要做什么。
So whatever Noah was doing, that's what we need to do.
哦，所以查考挪亚的事件，就是要让我们来学习我们在什么时间点我们要做什么。
So by analyzing Noah's generation, we can know what to do at what time.
啊，神控制历史。
So God controls history.
啊，魔鬼控制潮流。
And Satan controls the tide.
啊，我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
啊，以弗所书的第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
从第一节到第三节，请读
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 to 3 1 and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
啊，这里讲我们还没有信主耶稣以前呢。
Here it talks about before we believed in Christ.
第二节说，行事为人存从今世的风俗。
In verse 2 it says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world.
啊，这今世的风俗是什么
？So what is this course of the world?
要讲到比较文明一点，就是文化。
And this would mean culture.
啊呀，哦，所以我们一想到文化，哦，这个我们不能够违反文化。
违反。
我们不能够。我们要跟文化一样的，这个叫做主流啊 ，mainstream 啊。
So we have to go along with culture, which is called the mainstream.、
哦、那如果跟文化不一样，就让人觉得很怪。
And if you are not the same as the culture, then people think you're weird.
哦，所以信仰最大的挑战就是，啊、哦，怎么来面对这个社会的文化
？So the biggest struggle of faith is how to stand against culture.
哦，那这个文化一直在变。
Of course, culture is continually changing.、
哦、那这个叫做潮流。
And this is called the tide.、
哦、所以二十年前的文化跟现在不一样。
So the culture 20 years ago is different、哦、than the culture now.
网络发展以后的文化跟以前不一样。
So where the culture is heading is also different than before.
网络、啊、网络那个 internet、
啊。Internet.、
哦、那智慧手机发普遍以后，那个文化又跟没有智慧手机以前又不太一样。
And culture before smartphones is different than the culture after it.
所以这个文化一直在变。
So the culture continues to change.
那在文化的这个定义下，就觉得说啊，我们一直在进步。
So in the eyes of other people, we feel that culture is improving.
啊，所以我们要跟着文化走。
So therefore, we must walk with the culture.
很小心哦。
You have to be very careful.
文化的背后是什么
？What's behind culture?
所以说，行事为人随从今世的风俗。
So here it says, according to the prince of the power of the air.
然后顺着空中掌权者的首领，空中有一个掌权的。
So according to the power of the air.
哦，那这个空间掌权的是谁
？So who is in charge of the power of the air?
世界的王是谁
？Who is the king of the world?、
啊、是魔鬼。
And is Satan.
哦，所以文化的背后有一个力量你看不到，魔鬼。
So behind culture, there's a power that you can't see, and it's Satan.
哦。所以以前的魔鬼做工是显给你看。
So before the works of Satan were evident.
你要信耶稣吗？晚上显给你看。哦，我不信了。那就被他胜过了。
If you want to believe in Christ, then he'll appear to you at night, and then you won't want to believe anymore.、
哦、那现在魔鬼不会这样做了。
But of course now Satan does not do that.
因为大家圣经很懂，你一显给我看，奉主耶稣这么一赶，他就跑掉了。
Because now we know the Bible.、哦、If he appears, then we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I cast you out.
那现在魔鬼比较厉害啊。
Of course, now he is more cunning.
魔鬼躲在文化后面。
He hides behind culture.
啊，潮流后面。
He hides behind the tide.
控制潮流。
And he controls where the tide flows.
让你跟着走。
That so that you walk with it.
啊，当我们跟着走的时候。
And then when we walk with it.
我们就离神越来越远。
Then we become farther and farther from God.
所以要很谨慎哦。那空中有一个力量，就是魔鬼。
So you have to be careful, and the power of the air belongs to Satan.
那如果他只是在空中，跟我没有关系啊。
So if he's just in the air, then it doesn't have anything to do with me.
哦，下面说，在现今在悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
But here it says the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
哦，悖逆是什么？悖逆神。
So what is disobedience? Disobeying God.
啊，悖逆圣经的教训。
Disobeying the teachings in the Bible.
哦，就是我们。生活不以圣经的教训为主，我们以社会的潮流为主，我们已经被它控制了。
So if our lifestyle does not align with the Bible, but rather with culture, then we are already being controlled.、
哦、那个灵已经在我们里面运行了。
Then the spirit is already within us working.、
嗯、魔鬼很厉害啊。
Satan is cunning.、
哦、所以社会的潮流背后是空中运行的那个邪灵，就是魔鬼。
So behind the tide of culture is Satan.
好，那如果、哦魔鬼在我里面运行，我里面都是好的，那就没有关系了。
But if Satan is within me working, and but I only have good things in my heart, then there's no problem.
进不来。
It can't come in.
但是下面就讲啊，第三节。
But then in verse 3,
我们里面有两个，一个就是肉体的私欲。
But there are two things within us, the lust of the flesh.
哦，那另外一个是我们心里面所喜好的。
and the lust of the mind.
哦，就是我想觉得怎样我就去做，我不觉得不怎样我就不做。
Which is whatever I want to do, I'll do it. Whatever I don't, I won't.
这个叫做自由。
This is called freedom.
啊，但是里面有一个私欲，有 lust.
But within us, there's lust.
哦，所以这个 lust 啊。就用我们的自由，所谓的自由来控制我们。
So this lust uses our freedom to control us.
啊，我想要这样，我就去做；我不这样，我就不做。
I want to do this, so I'll do it. I don't want to do that, so I won't.
这个自由常常就是魔鬼利用的工具，借着私欲来控制我们。
Satan all uses freedom to control us.
啊，所以啊，为什么这个世界潮流非常啊厉害
？So why is the culture's tide very strong?
因为最后是要让我们离开神。
Because in the end, its goal is to lead us away from God.
所以我们要非常的小心。
So therefore, we must be careful.
啊，第二点啊。
Second.
世界有两次的毁灭。
There are two destructions of the world.
啊，第一次已经发生了。
The first time has already happened.
啊，就是挪亚的世代。
Which is Noah's time.
啊，它已经发生，整个世界被毁掉，只剩下挪亚一家八个人。
And the whole world was destroyed except for Noah's household of eight.
哦，你想想看哦。挪亚整个世代只有八个人得救。
Think about it. Noah's generation, only eight were saved.
好，那第二次的毁坏即将来到。
So the second destruction is coming.
如果用那个时候的比喻啊来比例来看我们现在。
If we use Noah's generation to analyze ours.
那到底几个人会得救呢
？Then how many people will be saved?
哦，所以有人问主耶稣说：“得救人多吗？”
So someone asked Jesus.Are the people who will be saved great?
啊，主耶稣没有正面说多还是少。
But Jesus did not say great or little.
主耶稣只说你们要进窄门。
He just told them you must enter the narrow door.
引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是小的。
The Lord
啊，路是大的啊。
The door that leads to destruction is wide.
那进去人很多。
And the people who go in are many.
引到永生啊，门很小很难进，进了以后路很难走。
But the door that leads to heaven is narrow and the road is also narrow.
啊，但是到最后是永生。
But at the end lies eternal life.
啊，所以我们在这个世代里面。
So within this generation.
啊，我们最需要的就是确定我是走在得救的那一条道路上。
So the most important thing is for us to know that we are walking within the narrow path.
啊，那这样啊，我们就能够抵挡潮流。那这样。啊，在主再来的时候，哦，我们就很有把握，我们可以得救。
So that we can stand against the tide and have confidence that we will be saved.
哦，所以啊，神毁灭世界两次。
So God will destroy the world twice.
哦，第一次已经过去，第二次将要来到。
The first has passed and the second is coming.
啊，因此我们现在的世代，如果从属灵上来讲，就是预备主的再来。
So our generation spiritually is to prepare the second coming of the Lord.
哦。那所以我们要学习挪亚的事件，就是从历史里面来学教智慧。
So therefore, we must learn from the history of Noah in order to help ourselves.
好，我们看哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
啊，哥林多前书的第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
啊，十一节。
Verse 11. 11. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
说这一些事啊，都是要做鉴戒。
And these things were written for our admonition.
那这些事指着以色列百姓在旷野经历的事。
And these things refer to the things that happened to the Israelites in the wilderness.
那如果再扩大，就是整个旧约所记载以色列百姓信仰的历程。
On a larger scale, it's everything that happened in the Old Testament.
啊，那要警戒在新约时代我们末世的人。
So this is for the people within the New Testament.
啊，所以我们要从挪亚事件来学习，到底我们可以学到什么
？So therefore, we must learn from Noah's generation.
啊，我们先来看挪亚时代的第一个潮流，就是罪恶的潮流。
Let's look at the first tide of Noah's generation, which is the tide of wickedness.
啊。我们现在回来看《创世纪》。
Let's look at Genesis.
创世纪的第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪的第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
从第五节。
From verse 5.
一直到。 第八节，请读。
To verse 8. 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. 6. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. 7. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I'm sorry that I have made them. 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
好，然后再看第十一节。
Verse 11, the earth.
十二节。
Verse 11 and 12, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. 12, so God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
好，这个我们刚刚读的这个圣经里面哈，重复讲神看人地上的罪恶很大。
So here it keeps on repeating that God looked upon the earth and saw that it was corrupt.
然后十一节，世界在神面前败坏。
11. The earth also was corrupt before God.
那十二节，神看世界败坏的。
So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt.
他在提的时候都提到神这一个字。
So here it always talks about God.
为什么？
Why?
因为神看跟人看不一样。
Because God's perspective and man's perspective is different.
人看没有问题啊。
God, man looks and says there's no problem.
所以。为什么说要请人来信耶稣 很难
？So why is it hard to get people to believe in God？
我没有问题啊。
I don't have a problem。
我没有罪啊。
I don't have sin。
我为什么需要主耶稣
？Why do I need Jesus？
我活得很好啊。
I live great。
所以你要叫他信耶稣，除非他承认他有罪。
So he cannot believe in God unless he admits that he has sinned。
但是在神看起来，这个世界问题很大。
But from God's eyes, he sees a lot of problems.
所以圣经说世人都犯了罪。
So the Bible says man has committed sin.
亏缺神的荣耀。
And has fallen short of the glory of God.
所以英文用 corrupt 这个字，这个是很严重的一个字。
So English uses the word corrupt.
那中文翻作世界是败坏的。
And then in Chinese, it says
就是英文叫做 corrupt， 中文就是世界败坏了。世界败坏了 ，corrupt 哈。
Okay,
在神的眼中啊，它是败坏的。
So in God's eyes, the world was corrupt.
所以我们今天啊，我们在生活当中，我们有两种的看法。
So in our lives, we have two ways of this seeing things.
第一个，我的看法。
First, my view.
第二个，神的看法。
Second, God's view.
如果我的看法跟神的看法一样，那个叫做属灵。
So if our view and God's view align, then that means then we are spiritual.
但是如果我的看法跟神的看法不一样
，But if God's and our perspectives do not align，
那谁对
？Then who's right？
所以有时候我们在家庭生活里面
，So sometimes within our household，
爸爸看法跟孩子看法不太一样
，The father has a different view than the children。
那有可能是一半对一半错
，It could be half right and half wrong。
因为两个都是人嘛
，Because they're both people。
有时候丈夫跟太太看法不一样。
Sometimes the spouse's views differ。
也有可能是一个对三分之二，一个对三分之一。
It could be one is two thirds right and the other is one third right。
所以常常需要一直充分去交换意见，我们了解对方的看法。
So that's why there's often needed an exchange of thoughts in order to understand one another。
因此，我们在这个家庭生活里面，有时候需要妥协的。Compromise.
So sometimes in our household, we need to compromise.
因为不是绝对的对，绝对的错。
Because there's no absolute right or wrong.
但是当神看世界是败坏的。
But when God saw that the world was corrupt.
那个就是绝对的对。
Then that is absolute right.
那人就是绝对的错。
So then man is absolutely wrong.
所以我们的看法要跟神一样。
So our view has to be the same as God's.
所以我们在教会里面身为一个信徒我们 不能够随便在网络 我有什么意见我就上网络去发表
So that's why as a Christian we cannot post whatever viewpoint we have on the internet
为什么
Why not?
因为教会不是学校
Because church is not a school
学校啊就是学术学术大家想法不一样这个科学会更发达
So in a school everyone has different viewpoints and when they have different viewpoints they can improve
但是教会是神为头，神为主的。
But in church, God is the head.
那我们要把人带到神的面前。
And we are supposed to bring people in front of God.
就要用神怎么看事情来了解事情。
So therefore, we must use God's view.
那神看的事情一定不会又这样又那样。
So God's viewpoint is always stable.
因此 我没有办法说 我想到什么题目我就上到网上去发表，除非我很有把握我讲的是神的旨意。
So therefore we cannot post whatever we want unless we are sure that this is God's will.
如果我讲的不是神的旨意，
If what I speak is not God's will,
那我上网去表达我的意见把人带错了方向我要负责。
Then if I post my thoughts online and I lead people astray, then it is my responsibility.
这个是很严重的事情啊。
So this is a very dire situation.
里面才特别讲神看世界是败坏了。
So in the Bible says God saw the world was corrupt.
他为什么不讲世界败坏这样讲就好了？
Why doesn't it say that the world was corrupt?
世界败坏是你讲的。
Because the world is corrupt is something you said. What, who are you?
我是人。
I'm a person.
我讲的不算啊。
What I say doesn't matter.
但如果神讲就算了。
But if what God said does matter.
神讲的就是最后的。
Because God has the last word.
败坏就是败坏，也没有妥协的余地。
Corrupt is corrupt, there is no other way.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是道德的标准。
Because God is the absolute standard.
所以今天呢，我们就是要学习神的标准。
So today we are here to learn about God's standards.
圣经说，神的话安定在天，直到永远。
So in the Bible it says that God's word is established in heaven forever.
安定在天，天就是宇宙每一个角落。
So established in heaven, it means it covers everywhere.
从非洲、亚洲、欧洲，神的话都是有效的。
Africa, Europe, Asia, God's word is effective everywhere.
那直到永远。
For eternity.
的历史的每一个时刻。
That means every single time in history.
那无穷尽的空间加无穷尽的时间叫做宇宙。
So if all time and all space put together means...
叫做宇宙 ,universe.
It's called the universe.
所以神的标准是整个宇宙都适用的。
So God's standards are universal.
所以出埃及记二十章记载十诫。
So in Exodus chapter 20, it records 10 commandments.
经过两千多年前两千多年以后，主耶稣在提到少年才主要进天国，他第一个讲诫命你是知道的，就是十诫。
So even after 2,000 years, Jesus still told the young ruler, you have to keep the 10 commandments.
那现在来讲也是一样，要进神的国，要有一个道德有一个标准，就是十诫。
So nowadays we have the same exact standard, which is the 10 commandments.
神的话是不会改变的。
God's word does not change.
罗马书在讲救恩。
So in Romans it talks about salvation.
第一个讲什么？
What does it talk about first?
就是讲罪。
It talks about sin.
所以罗马书第一章第三章就是讲罪。
So Romans chapter 1 to 3 talks about sin.
那罪讲完才讲信耶稣来称义。
Only after sin does it talk about believing in justification to faith.
因为没有罪就不需要信了。
Because if you don't have sin, you don't need to believe.
那当罗马书在讲罪，他第一个讲什么？
So when Romans talks about sin, what does it talk about first?
我们现在来看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第一章的十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 19.
20节。
19 to 20. 19, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his internal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
然后21节。
21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
这就是说他们虽然知道神然后他就故意不认识神。
Here it says, even though they knew God, they purposely did not glorify him.
所以第一个把神从人的心里拿掉。
So first, they took God away from their hearts.
然后接下去道德就开始败坏。
And then from then, corruption began.
所以从二十二节以后，一直到第三章，道德就败坏，因为人故意不认识神，把神拿掉。
So from verse 22 on to chapter 3 begins corruption because they took away God from their hearts.
所以为什么人不信神？因为信神不自由。
Why don't people believe in God? Because believing in God is not freedom.
因为对错很清楚在圣经。
Because right and wrong are clearly established in the Bible.
那信神我就不自由，我要照圣经来看对错。
Because once you believe in God, you're not free because you have to look at the Bible for right and wrong.
而所以世界败坏在神的眼中是败坏的。
So therefore, in God's eyes, the earth was corrupt.
那人故意不认识神，这是败坏的开始。
And when people purposely did not know God, this is the beginning of corruption.
那我们现在看美国。
So now let's look at America.
美国，如果我们看美国历史。
If you look at American history.
1960年代，美国的最高法院做一个很重要的决定。
So in 1996, they made a very important decision.
就是把神从学校请出去。
Which is to erase God from schools.
不可以讲圣经。
You cannot talk about the Bible.
不可以讲创造论。
You can't talk about creation.
不可以讲十诫。
You can't talk about the Ten Commandments.
不可以讲信仰。
You can't talk about your beliefs.
完全把它拿掉。
They completely erased it.
那美国做的跟新加坡做不一样。
So America differed from Singapore.
新加坡它是要提倡宗教在学校里面。
So in Singapore, they raised up 宗教。
要提倡宗教。Promote religion.
Oh, they promoted religion.
有四个宗教。
And they had 10 religions.
四个。
Four.
基督教是里面的一个。
And Christianity was one of them.
那为什么他们在学校里面要提倡宗教？
So why did they bring up religion in schools?
因为他们知道，不管你拜什么神，如果有神，你就不会变坏。
So they thought that as long as you have God in your heart, whatever God it is, you will not become corrupt.
这个就是人道德的基础。神就是道德的基础。Foundation of morality.
So God, therefore, is the foundation of morality.
那现在美国把神拿掉。
So now that America has taken God away.
你就看到现在发生在校园的。
So now you can see what happens in schools.
是什么事情？
What happens?
暴力。
Violence.
拿枪去打人。
Gun violence.
婚前怀孕。
Teenage pregnancy.
吸毒。
Drugs.
太多问题了。
There's too many problems.
为什么神拿掉？
Why? Because they took God away.
神拿掉，你就想要做什么，你就能做什么。
After God was taken away, they did whatever they pleased.
所以世界罪恶的潮流开始流行，就是因为人心中逐渐把神忘记了。
So the tide of corruption flowed because they forgot about God.
看起来是自由。
At first, it looks like freedom.
但是这就是隐藏在背后那个魔鬼的工作。
But it's actually Satan's work behind the tide.
让大家都活在罪里面。
So that everyone lived in sin.
那这个罪恶的潮流变成没有办法阻挡。
So this tide of sin became so that no one could stand against it.
比方说全世界现在有忘记了大概是五个还六个国家同性恋是合法的。
So in the world right now, there are 5 to 6 countries in which gay marriage is allowed.
那这个六个国家里面没有一个是回教国家。
回教。
Muslim.
And within these 6 countries, none of these countries are Muslim.
这个六个国家全部都原来是以信耶稣为主的。
And within these 6 countries, they used to believe in God.
其中阿根廷。
And within one of them is Argentina.
79%是天主教徒。
79% are Catholics.
阿根廷差不多是第一个还是第二个国家同性恋合法。
And Argentina is one of the first or second countries that approved of gay marriage.
那为什么逐渐 会变成这个样子呢？
So then why did it become like this?
就是人心里面看事情不是用神在看事情。
Because man started looking at things not from God's perspective.
他是站在人的立场在看事情。
They looked at things from their own view.
所以我们对道理的了解随着时间的改变一直在改变。
So their beliefs continually changed.
那这样的话世界就越来越往下掉了堕落。
So that's why the world slowly began to descend.
这是因为第一个原因呢因为人把神拿掉。
And the first reason is because they took away God.
那第二个原因呢就是因为我们人有罪性。
So the second reason is that we have a sinful nature.
所以魔鬼就用这个罪性来造成一个然没有办法抵挡一个罪恶的潮流。
So Satan uses our sinful nature so that we cannot stand against the tide.
罗马书第六章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六。
Romans chapter 6.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
第七章二十四节。
Oh, chapter 7, verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
二十五节接下去。
25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh of law of sin.
谁能够救我这个取死的身体？这个身体是什么？
So what is this body then?
这个身体不是指着肉体。
This body does not refer to our physical flesh.
是肉体里面那个罪的力量。
It refers to the power of sin within the flesh.
你想做善做不出来，不想做一直去做。
So the good that you will to do, you cannot, but sin you continue to do.
所以这样罪恶就一直在进行。
So this is how sin continues.
那挪亚的世代我们再回来看第六章。
So,
in,
so let's look at Noah's generation in Genesis chapter 6.
第一个败坏从哪里?
So where does the first corruption arise?
第五节,
in verse 5.
人思想都是恶。
So that the intents of the thought of his heart were only evil.
整天想的都是罪。
That means everything they thought of was evil.
是说在神的眼中都是在想罪的。
And it says that the Lord saw that all they thought about was evil.
然后到十一节。
And then verse 11.
世界在神面前败坏。
The earth also was corrupt before God.
行为也败坏。所以在十二节，请读。
And in verse 12, so God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
他的生活也败坏。
So their lifestyle was also corrupted.
因为从他的心开始败坏。
Because it started from their hearts.
那他活出来的生活就充满着罪。
So therefore, the life that they lived was filled with sin.
因为一生的果效从心里面发出来的。
Because our actions come from our hearts.
所以以神的标准来讲，这个世界上跟挪亚世代已经没有不同了。
So from God's view, our generation is already like that of Noah's.
挪亚的世代充满着淫乱跟暴力。
So Noah's generation was filled with corruption and wickedness.
我们这个世代也充满着淫乱跟暴力。
So our generation today is also filled with corruption and wickedness.
所以神说挪亚世代，我们回来第六章的十三节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 13. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
这里说人的尽头已经来到。
Here it says that the end of flesh has come before me.
我要毁灭他们。
And I will destroy them.
这就是神的公义。
So this is God's justice.
所以主耶稣的救恩，他的怜悯已经来到。
So God's salvation and his mercy arrived.
但是因为这个罪的潮流跟挪亚世代一样。
But because the tide of sin is like that of Noah's.
所以人的尽头已经来到。
So the end of man is coming.
这个是圣经讲的。
This is what the Bible says.
所以第一个潮流就是罪的潮流。
So the first tide is the tide of sin.
好，那我们在第二节聚会，我们再来提到第二个潮流。
So in the second session, we'll talk about the second tide.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.